The $475 million in restoration money proposed by the Obama administration has cleared the House and is expected to largely survive a House-Senate conference committee. The EPA has started a series of public meetings about how the funds should be spent and to hear proposals for a five-year Great Lakes Action Plan. But Chris Martinsek, who's on the Milwaukee Harbor Commission, says Congress also needs to pass new national standards for ballast water in ocean ships. She says that would slow more invasive species from coming into the lakes and give the restoration money a better chance to work.
I just know that one of their goals is to reduce existing invasive species, control the incoming, and it says that they should take a coordinated approach. I just don't see that happening yet, and I think if they don't take that coordinated approach, that silo that says invasive species is not going to be dealt with appropriately.
The EPA's new senior advisor on the Great Lakes is Cameron Davis. He says some of the Midwest states are going ahead with their own ballast water controls.
When we don't have sound standards for invasive species on the federal level, the states, and rightly they should, step forward to say, all right, we're going to protect our own resources, and they set their own standards. And that's what you're seeing now.
Wisconsin's ballast water plan remains on hold. Davis says, assuming the Great Lakes restoration money comes through, the EPA will aim to spend the dollars on projects that are ready to go. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.